Hello, it's Joseph here. It's 9:36 a.m. on Monday, the 19th of October 2009, and I'm sitting here at my desk looking out on a beautiful autumn morning here in Tokyo. This morning I received a comment on my blog by a good old anonymous friend who goes by the name of Anonymous, who for the past few years has sent messages to my blog telling me what their opinion on what I should be doing. They seem to have a rather a fixed idea of where my life should be heading, and are very disapproving when I divert myself from the course set in their mind. I used to get quite upset by the things that they said, but these days it's more amusing than anything. For one thing, it's difficult to take anyone seriously or respect someone's opinion who is afraid to say who they really are themselves. But it was interesting. Anonymous's comment this time was talking about how my blog, The Daily Mumble, is incredibly dull compared to how it used to be. And I think the thing that's been missed here is the fact that the reason for the existence of my blog has actually changed. In the past, the Daily Mumble was very much the place where I would vent my kind of frustrations and my feelings, talk about the changes I was going through in my emotional life, and you know, it was a real personal thing. These days, if you check out the Daily Mumble, you'll find it's more a kind of diary of the projects that I'm working on and what I've done and what ideas I've got for projects to do. And that's been a deliberate change, not because I don't want to talk about my personal feelings and life and things, because you know, those things, of course, they're still there, they're still important. But basically, because at this stage in my life, because I have these projects, I'm finding that most of my energy is going into these projects, and because I'm expressing myself through my podcasts and through my videos, through my other work, I don't feel the great need that I felt before to focus in my blog on feelings and emotions every day. I don't feel the need, basically, and if I don't feel the need to do that, I'm not going to devote time to do it for the sake of anonymous readers who aren't paying me to do it or anything like that. You know, I've always said that the Daily Mumble is something that I write for myself and not for anyone else, and at the moment its purpose is to document the changes I'm going through in terms of projects and things like that. So, you know, I think it's difficult for people who read the blog to really appreciate that there's more to the person who's writing the blog than what they see. You know, they forget that there's an entire life behind the blog, and all you see on the blog is what that person chooses to put down in the few select words. And I think it's quite ridiculous to criticize someone for being shallow or whatever based on the contents of their blog. It's quite ridiculous, especially if that person doesn't really pay attention to the other things that person's doing, and you know, is living halfway around the world totally disconnected from them. But yeah, you know, it's helpful to get that feedback, to see how I'm perceived through the blog. But yeah, I'm not going to be changing anything soon because it's serving its purpose. But sure, there's an emotional life going on, an incredibly rich emotional life. And yeah, you know, I share that sometimes on this podcast, and I think I will do perhaps a little bit more in the future. Anyway, I need to get on. I need to plan some questions for a silly podcast. So thanks for listening and have a great day. Bye-bye.